Our next panel is now going to be, we're going to move more into the central hemisphere, if you will, and we're going to go into India. And we have Sunil from India to lead us. And Sunil, would you like to take it away? And does Sunil need help with unmuting? Let's just see.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Sunil.
Good evening, everyone. It's a privilege to be on this panel, to be invited as a speaker. My name is Sunil and I'm from New Delhi, India. And good morning, good evening to everyone. I came into ACA about 5 years ago because there was a Alcoholics Anonymous convention where 5 minutes were given to an ACA, I think, public outreach. There was a young lady who read out the 14 traits of the laundry list. And when I heard those 14 traits, I said, yeah, this is the story of my life. And the next day, that is the 6th of March, I was at an ACA meeting. In fact, the only ACA meeting in India, in Delhi. I, of course, grew up in a very dysfunctional family. There was a lot of abuse and violence. There was some amount of addiction, but more addiction to rage and anger, fear. My parents had a very bad relationship and they would always show it out into the open. So from a very young age, there was separation in the family. There was never any explanations given to my sister and me. My mother lived away. She would come back occasionally. And then by the time I was about 11, my dad left the country. And my mother was with us until one fine day when my dad was on vacation in India. Their relationship just fell so apart that she actually tried to commit suicide. I was 14 at the time. She took an overdose of sleeping pills, but somehow she was saved. And 2 or 3 days later, she just left. I didn't see her again for 10 years. And my dad had to go back to his job in another country. So my sister and I we were left pretty much to our devices. We stayed with an uncle for 2 or 3 years. And after that, she and I just moved into a small flat and lived on our own. So yeah, you could say that I was almost homeless from the age of 14. And thank God for denial. Denial is what saved me during the early years of the trauma. I had to survive. Thank God that I brushed and pushed everything under the carpet and pretended to live life as if nothing had happened. I needed to do that. And I understand and appreciate the meaning and usefulness of the 14 traits for a little kid who cannot make sense of life. But by the time I was into my first year of college, the depression started hitting me. I became a loner. I became very irritable, very, I would be far away from wherever I was. My mind would be wandering somewhere else. And I used to feel a lot of shame because as a kid, I thought I was not lovable. I thought that I was never good enough. And although my parents never really directly shamed me, except my mother, occasionally she would beat me up. Just the neglect was enough to feel a lot of shame until I actually abandoned myself. You know, I couldn't bear the thought of me. I was bad. And that's the way, you know, one grew up. And continued through life almost like, you know, without understanding what one has to do, where one has to go, why are we living. Something like a billiard ball, you know, which just keeps hitting the sides of the pool table. At the effect end of everything, never at a good cause end. Alcohol came in my way. The fourth trait of the laundry list actually came through. And by the time I was into my late 30s, I had started daily drinking and it progressed, became worse. The family broke up, my family that is. I came into AA in 2004. So, you know, 11 years later, I discovered that I was still very depressed. I was not drinking, but I was still very depressed. And I happened to read Bill W.'s essay on emotional sobriety. And roughly at about the same time, I attended this AA convention where this young lady from ACA read out the 14 traits. And that is the beginning of my new life. Because I was on the 6th of March, 2015, the day of my first ACA meeting, my life started changing. Yeah. And the rest is history for me because it was music to my ears to, first it was shock and then it was music to my ears to discover the disease triangle, body, mind, soul, trauma, false self running the mind. And in the soul, the true self and the inner child have gone into hiding. It was such a relief to realize this. That yes, for more than 50 years, my false self, my self-created false self emanating from the 14 traits of the laundry list were running my life because in the process of survival, when I developed those laundry list traits, I had lost my own identity and I continued with the same fear-based, shame-based attitude towards myself and in my adulthood, into my married life, into my professional life, everywhere, until I came into ACA. And, you know, the steps in ACA are so different. In the other fellowships, you know, they talk about selfishness and self-centeredness is the root cause of our problem, but I couldn't understand what this selfishness was about. I was a wounded child. And here, after coming into ACA, I realized and understood that, you know, the three instincts that all of us are born with, over which we are powerless actually, the survival instinct, the social instinct, and the instinct for procreation. We have absolutely no control over them. We are born with them. And when, due to childhood shame and neglect, abandonment, we start disliking ourselves, avoiding our own thoughts and feelings. Our instinctive needs are not met. And when those instinctive needs are not met, they go completely out of balance and they can screw up our lives. I see it all around. It happened with me. I was powerless over my instincts. The journey has been beautiful because recovery, while it is very painful, because every time there is something intense, I do break down, and breaking down is very healthy for me. It's very, very healing. All my trauma is stored deep within the subconscious and the unconscious. You know, nothing is there up there, 10% of the iceberg. It's all hidden. And the trauma work and, you know, the fourth step and everything, the grief work in ACA is absolutely unique and wonderful. So I'm a very, very grateful customer of Adult Children of Alcoholics. I am so grateful that I have very happily and very gratefully joined at the invitation of Sue, who is this wonderful chairperson of Global, the Global Members Subcommittee, and she has made me the India coordinator for ACA. And from one meeting, we are now four meetings, actually. And God willing, we should be 100 meetings in the months and years to come. Joining Global was like being a trunkless branch of a tree becoming somebody with a trunk. That's an analogy, you know. We were just a branch and we didn't know where we belonged before. After coming into Global, our members have experienced Global Subcommittee and WSO and, you know, all the wonderful possibilities and support that we can receive from WSO. And in fact, you know, Sue herself has come into these 1-2 hour long speaker meetings in India. Awareness of WSO among our 100 or so members that we have in India has increased dramatically. we have created with Sue, Marion and others, the India support group, which is Global, part of Global. And then the local India service committee. I had the privilege of participating again, thanks to Global, in the ABC and AWC in April this year, which was an absolutely fabulous experience. I have been initiated into doing the BRB study meeting, and we are now doing chapter 8 once a week, BRB study meeting in Delhi. Plans are afoot. We have already 35 volunteers to do our first RSG, Ready, Set, Go workshop. And all our members are very excited. And this happened because in the last speaker meeting, Sue talked about RSG and talked about lots of other things, workshops and study meetings, which was very inspiring and enthused our members. We are receiving dramatic literature support. I can never be grateful enough. Thank you, Sue. Thank you to the board of WSO. Soon we are going to start step studies as soon as the first yellow book comes into India. We have, again, thanks to Global, Sheila, who's become the volunteer for sponsorship. And I should be, you know, we have already discussed this and I'll be writing to her very soon. There are already some members who are interested in sponsors from abroad. Thank you again. We have support from Israel, Australia, South Africa, in all kinds of ways. So now, you know, from being a sort of very isolated one meeting group in India, we are now part of a large global family. And I tell you, it's the difference is like between night and day. Thank you. So these are the baby steps. Yeah, we are also taking baby steps to start teens and young adults meeting. You know, I forgot that. So I am very thankful. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, WSU. The last thing I want to say is that 99.9% of the world's population needs ACA. But of course, we can only take it to the ones who want it. The political and social situation in India is very worrying. And like somebody else shared a little bit earlier, it is the false self that runs the lives of all the people who are, and the dysfunctionality that shows up in their daily lives, that there is strife, there is fighting, there are, you know, there's polarization based on religion, there's so much fear.
30 seconds.
If only everybody had ACA in their lives, the world would be such a fabulous place to live in. That's why I pray for growth of ACA in India. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sunil. And there will be time to have some questioned Q&A with Sunil after.